Three, two, one. We are live.
This is 2OF Entertainment.
And we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Who knew?
Hello. Hello.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're not technically live. We're recording because we got what you wanted to talk about a little too late. So this one's just going out on Friday, so there'll be no rebroadcast. So next Wednesday, we'll do live again for everybody.
Okay.
But we need to have the show on Tuesday night. So there you go.
And it's a wonderful world. We have 26 degrees Celsius here in Norway, and it should be the warmest summer for 2,000 years back ago. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, it's basically 82 Fahrenheit for the people that can't do math.
Okay.
So there you go. So we're talking today. I think you guys want to talk about, hold on, I have it. I wrote it down. I have it, spam and scams in general. So this will be interesting. Spams and scams and spams and scams.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about with spam and scams?
Yeah, Morten can start, but I can fill up.
That I'm not.
Yeah, if you can fill up my tank on the car, it's good.
There you go.
Well, spamming or scamming. I don't know the real difference. Maybe you can tell me afterwards in English. But there's so much on the internet going on right now. I see at least in the Scandinavian countries there are warnings from banks from all over all the time. Be aware. Scams, bam, blah, 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 blah. It seems like it has built up like it is. Before you heard about people getting ripped off or losing the identity and stuff like that, but now it seems like this is really taking off, even.
Yeah, it's amazing. The last statistic from the government here who have investigating the Norwegian market, and they say worldwide 70% of all new website is fake. 70%. So who can you trust?
Nobody.
Only 3 of 10.
Right, but what are they fake of, though? So, I mean, we have fake news. I mean, really fake news, because you get that on TikTok and Instagram. So, and websites are just there to take your money. So, I get that part of the scam. So, are you talking about websites that say they're going to sell something and then they don't sell something? Is that it? Is that what we're looking at? Okay. Yeah. And then the spam part, I get tons of spam mail.
But
we have filters, so we can block that.
Yeah, but you have FIS saying you have you know, and if you're on you know, your identity in the bank. I was recently in Istanbul, you know, and even I had to change my card twice. And I lost a lot of money. I used my card only one time down there,
right?
But that was enough. So the Visa lost a lot of money because I have insurance in this one. So
well, most of the credit card companies, if someone steals your car, your ID, they just reimburse you back. Like, you're not responsible for that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not really. We don't in America. I don't know how it is the rest of the place, but in the U.S., we don't. There's no insurance. You just call them and go, I didn't do it, and then they cancel your card, find the charges you didn't do, reverse those back, and then issue you a new card.
Yeah, and I get between 4 and 8 phones every day from foreign number, and if I take the phone, they will charge me about 100 to 200 euro, you know?
Okay.
Automatically, they charge the bill on the phone.
Okay.
So that's a big...
Wait. Share. So if you take if you have incoming phone call, you get charged for it.
Yes, sir.
Really? Yes. That's crazy. Yes. We don't get charged for incoming phone calls.
It is.
Okay.
They have a program that drive, so they will send the bill to my company, who I have in my phone. So they have to pay out.
That's interesting. That's a scam. Okay, so one of you guys is reverbing. I'm assuming it's our ADHD up there, Grandpa. Do you have like earplugs or headsets you can put in?
Headset.
I can hear you. I hear us through your speakers in your laptop.
It's too high.
No,
it's reverbing. So everyone's hearing us twice.
I don't have a headset here.
Okay. You don't. You don't have a headset.
I don't have a headset here. Finish. I'm Norwegian.
No, you're finished. You're finished. Yeah. Okay, but in America, you know, a long time ago, there was a lot of movies about this theme, you know, stealing identity, and it has happened. I know for sure, not only in America, but we are totally dependable now on our name and our significant number we have on our personal number and so on, and it's so easy now to just people don't give a damn. It's about ethics, like we have been speaking about 300 times before, but it's the same thing. But the world is getting more cruel as we speak.
I have another example. A very famous company, Adobe. It looks like Adobe? Real Adobe. They charge me for 130 euro, and then they charge me for 180 euro. And then I call my bank and I said, "What the fuck is going on?" Okay, I will check up. Oh, they will charge you for more and more and more and more in the future. Okay, close the card and get my money back, please. And I got the money back and everything was okay. But that was Adobe.
Adobe. But Aiden, can you go a bit down on your voice, please? you're screaming.
You don't have to scream. Everybody can hear you, so you're good.
Sorry. Yeah. All good. It's the AC/DC you have on your t-shirt. Yeah.
This is correct for me.
I see that. We see that.
But so I didn't
Adobe charging you.
Yeah.
Is not really a scam or a spam if you have Adobe.
One from Ireland and one from United States.
Oh, well, if they're charging you twice, then that's still not a scam. That's just a billing error. That's easy to change. You just make a phone call.
Yeah. I talk with them, and the real Adobe didn't know about it. They don't have me in their system.
Someone is...
I wrote an email to them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't destroy the good marketing name Adobe, because
no. But people have to be aware.
Yeah, it seems that, to Morton's point, there's no more honor, right? No, everyone just trying to screw everybody because they can. Yeah. It's like, we have a laptop. Let's screw everybody. It's not a big deal. They don't care who they hurt. And the other thing is that the governments, because of the way they do it, are almost defenseless to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, the credit card companies can reimburse you back, right? They can go, oh, that's not right. Or they can do that. They can do that. But what's not, it's like the governments can't really do anything about it. Like, you know, when someone, like, you put money with Bitcoin, like, and they lose all their money, it's sort of like, oh, okay. So no one can help them. So a lot of it has to do, I think, with the laws and how things are going to be done. But as we become more of a technological age and more technological society in the next, say, 10 years, I'm assuming more is going to happen, unless we all have personal AI. And before something happens, your AI has to talk to whatever's going to try to charge you and go, up, did you really make it? You didn't make it. So, I mean, that's in itself going to be interesting. You know, in the olden days, they would sell you the Brooklyn Bridge or the Eiffel Tower or something like that. Now it's computers, right? They call and they'll go, in America, they'll be like, where were the IRS? There's a problem with your whatever. What's your social security number so we can fix it?
Yeah.
And the older people don't realize that's a scam. Right. They give them their social security number and then they're screwed.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with that too. Or they call and they do stuff. And there's Adam. So Adam, we're talking about scams. Adam.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
How are you doing? We're talking about scam and spam. Scams
scam
are out in the world.
Spam.
Scams and spam mail. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about
like thieves and crime.
Yeah. Thieves and crime.
You will all go to jail.
No, we're talking about what people are doing. Not what we're not doing.
We are the people. We are the people. We were supposed to have a revolution, but we didn't start it yet.
Yeah, but well, one day come on. Come on. We will sing now. We are the world.
Cheers. Oh, my God.
We are the
children.
Not the future. Yeah.
Is it the children?
Children. Yeah. I think that I'm the younger here. So I'm the child.
You must be you're the younger.
Everywhere I go, I'm the oldest, and here I'm the younger.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Not by spirit, but because by spirit you are younger than me. I'm lazy. Fuck.
Mario, 22.
But yeah, so we were discussing that. We're discussing.
Continue, please.
We were discussing how that looks like with people making phone calls, trying to get your personal data, people stealing your credit card information.
Well, you know, this is a big problem in the NFTs and the crypto.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I was scammed once, and it happened that, I don't know, have I told you this?
No, tell us.
You know, there is a wallet. You have a digital wallet when you are dealing with NFTs. Yeah. It's called. There are many of them, but the most popular is called MetaMask.
Right. Yeah.
And one day I get an email from a girl that she says that she is from a platform that we are selling NFTs.
Yeah.
And she wants to make a feature on me and the interview. And she sends me a link to
Gmail. It was a Gmail, yeah?
Gmail. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was the message just like that. And I look at on the links she sends me. It looks legit that the questions the same as others had before me that were interviewed. So, okay, but, you know, I'm somehow lost in my, there are some days past, I didn't do anything, so I get another mail from the, Adam, are you going to do this because we want to post? Oh, yeah, it was summer, we had some people also in the house and, you know, by the beach, so there was a lot of going on. I say, okay, let's do in the evening the interview. I did the interview, I sent them, so they sent me back a file that, and this is the problem, that was the problem. They say, look, this is a PDF that you go inside and will look other platforms that you are selling. You have to fill in, etc. But it was an .exe file.
Okay.
If you don't know, never open .exe. This is the easiest. But I was, you know, and I'm quite experienced with this. I never had a problem like that. And I fell into this. I pressed, of course, the exe. Nothing happens. I did it twice. Nothing happens. And about 5 hours later, I wrote to them that I pressed it. Nothing happens. And she's okay. Let me take a look at it. And then I look at MetaMask zero.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They took like 8 Ethereum, which is a lot of money.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot. Yeah. It was like $25,000-$30,000.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there's nobody you can report that to, though. That's the issue.
There's it's nobody. Like, it's written on the blockchain because that's cannot find it. They're anonymous. I talked with others who were also in the same position, and another guy came to help me, another scammer. He took another half Ethereum. Yeah, so I lost 8.5, and I'm not a rich guy. That hurt a lot at that time. Yeah. And that was the one that I had. And like a few months later, okay. There are some advertisements on Facebook, right. And they were talking about AIs. And they say, oh, download here, Bart. And I read like 2 days ago that you could install an AI on your computer, but it wasn't the Bart from Google. I didn't know. So I go there, and again, I don't remember what happened exactly. And they took my Facebook. I had a page.
Wow. Oh, I remember that. I remember.
I had a page with 200,000 people, followers on Facebook. Yeah. I've been working on it since 2011. Like 12 years, and they took it. And I reported to the police. I reported both to the police. They don't. They cannot do anything.
But Morten has been like you, sir. Tell Morten, with your wallet and how much money you lose at the art.
Yeah. Well, I lost 24 artworks in OpenSea.
NFTs.
There is one place I have now direct contact with the FBI. The FBI is taking the whole world into their arms, and they have this helpline for the world on this. They have a special division that is only dealing
with crypto scams, or in general.
Yeah, in general,
internet crime. Yeah.
So
RFBI here in the US.
Yeah.
Very cool. FBI, very cool.
Even FBI doesn't have the tools.
They don't. If it was they do, but they will not. I don't think that they will. There are so many cases every day, and there is like epidemic right now because every day I hear that on the NFTs and stuff, they come with different kind of forms. There are another way of scamming you is that they come to you and they say, "I want to buy NFTs from you."
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to give you 5 Ethereum. All right, and you say, I have the NFTs there and those platforms. No, in this platform. And he sends me a link to a platform. You go there, and it looks like a platform, of course, etc. But it's all fake.
Yeah.
And I tell to him, so you're a collector. Yes, I am. Show me your collection.
Yeah.
They never send back,
So would it be better? So for now, so then going forward, if someone says they want to buy something from you, would it be better than to say, "Listen, you either buy it on this platform, or that platform that you're familiar with"? If they go to a new platform, you just say, "I don't want to. I'm sorry, I can't sell you there."
And yeah, that's what open, I say. Yeah, this one I didn't.
OpenSea, I know OpenSea because we did it. OpenSea, and I know that one of the artists that we used to work with, Connor Akers, would get all people would be selling, lack of a term, ripoffs of his art on OpenSea, and it's up to you as the artist, which is the craziest thing, to police all these different platforms to try to figure out how you stop, if you will, the NFT fraud of your own art, or how you stop, a crypto fraud or a crypto. So
this blockchain is so difficult.
Well, the blockchain was supposed to make things easier and better, and it's really not, because there was a couple about 4 or 5 years ago that scammed $4 billion in cryptocurrencies. And the
there was FBI, this guy who, like, billions.
This is the company wanted about $4 billion in New York City. The FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, from what the article said, all worked on it, and they've tracked them down, and they went to jail.
This was billions. This was a big case.
That's right. Billion is billions. If they're not going to, for Ethereum
or something.
Yeah, I was going to say for $25,000, they're probably like, listen.
Look, this is money. You can make money somehow. Facebook page with 200,000 people, it's a good. I tried a lot for this. And police, I hope that the police could. And the policeman calls me, did you report and everything? Oh, we cannot do. Look, I've been trying to contact Meta. I gained the personal account, but I didn't get the professional page. Right. They still had the page, and they were running ads. And I tried many ways to contact them, and I couldn't. It's very hard to contact Meta, very hard.
But we have, I told them earlier, Adam, regarding 70% of all new homepages is fake. But I can guarantee... I have negotiated with China, me and Morten, for 40 years maybe. And we have never, ever been screwed. Never, ever. So China, you can trust.
China's never screwed you?
Never.
No, me neither. I don't never, have much and that's going good. On with China.
But we have been importing from China before the telefax, you know.
You say you've been doing business with Chinese and the government will screw you.
Never get fucked. Never ever.
I have some good news in this, good. Because
Nina.
3 or 4 times I've been speaking with the feds, the FBI, and they are telling me that as you are saying, there are so much scam and spam, and we can't reach them all. But it's very interesting because we have that basis. And we are collecting, of course, the IP data. Numbers and
everything about you.
Yeah, of course. But there was two things. Number one, if you have a Macintosh,
yes.
It's much more difficult to come inside your Mac.
Thank God.
Because, number two, Mac is doing this on purpose. It's always been difficult because it's two very different systems from almost from the beginning, you know, the two guys in the basement. But
that has wrong connotations in any way. So.
Yeah. So that's number one, and number two is that when they are catching these because it's gangs now, it's like maybe 400 or 500 in one union who is targeting together. So when you are on any social platform at all, you can see they pop up.
Yep.
And it's not by incident. It is because they want to make you dizzy and defraud you, and they want to buy and very hurry and come on closing and that. So. Right. They are operating in very big teams. So, if they get the teams, maybe you don't get your money back, but at least we are
catching a lot of these gangs. I don't know.
Yeah, but somebody who gets their like life savings wiped out because somebody from, say, North Korea decided to go in and take all your money or whatever is terrible. The other thing, the banks need better security.
Yeah.
So, you know, because everything is digital. Everything's on your phone. Everything's on this. Everything's on that. So if they don't start doing something about it, people are going to start getting more annoyed. You know, just assume that even our government doesn't have the best. People are like, oh, yeah, I hacked the government. It's like, that's great. I mean, you know, and there's always a story tucked on page 57 of whatever newspaper you read, whether it's the Financial Times or Wall Street Journal or your local, that some cyber criminal or hacker came into a municipality, a power plant or a school and said, we're not going to turn the electric on and do this unless you give us, I'm making up a number, 10 Bitcoin or whatever it is. Yeah. So they hold them ransom for this Bitcoin. And then they get it, and then nobody can track it down. Now, according to the articles that I'm reading and the people that I know, they can actually, the government can actually track it down. So this, we're going to have a crypto, I call them algorithms, crypto algorithm where no one will ever figure out who we are and what we're doing is technically wrong, because if the government wants to track you down, they will track you down. So
I think they have the technology but it needs to be a big case.
Yeah, I agree.
A big case.
Yeah.
But of course, look, because Stephen, you're talking about the crime and the people are getting annoyed. Well, it's going to be worse. And because of the use of AI, because the hackers, they are native to coding and everything. So AI is native to them. It's part of coding as well also.
I have to come in with some news regarding spamming and all this shit. Because in Norway, they pre-launched now a new company who have a lot of investments.
Mm-hmm.
Kortsitimum, Morten. It's nearby 100% safe to go through them, my NFT. Whatever. So we are in touch with the CAO, and Morten is now accepting to come with his art. And a lot of famous people from Norway, of course, but he will go worldwide. And this syndicate.art is...
Evan, please, don't... they haven't even pre-launched yet. So don't
give any names. He's going to give a name and a web address here in about 2 seconds.
I know. But this is true. It's a lot of Norwegian money behind this, and it's a new marketplace where morals and ethics are in.
Oh, nice.
Is number one. Because they see the same as we see, that people are getting tired of this, and if they can have a
and one all of the names, excuse me, Morten, all of the names, real names, with a passport, would be the announcement for all selling and buying. So it's not fake. They must come with a real name and passport. You know.
Evan, everybody knows that you can't get rid of but you can get down the scam if you do it in a proper way. But there will always be scam as long as there's people, of course. But I think that this initiative can go far. There are really big investments in this new platform, and when they are when they are launching, I think it will be very because we need these places. But what about the poor man in the street who are buying, for example, some a new gearbox for his car or whatever, you know, online, maybe a smaller thing, but a gearbox is quite heavy. anyway, they are also getting screwed all the time.
Of course.
So, you know, the old post market, you know, it's it's crazy.
Yeah. And so,
and a friend of mine, he was buying some something for his car, and it was heavy as you know, but it was stones inside.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. But see, I think that's why people buy from, if you will, Alibaba. People buy from Amazon. There's a new Chinese site that's actually bigger than now Alibaba. I think it's like TMU or
something. Temu.
Yeah, Temu is huge, and they do really well. But I think what's happening now.
You bought this on Temu?
But that's the thing. I think that people
for
now
$1.
Are like, okay, I need to go to a legitimate site, legitimate this, a legitimate, and that's how they're doing it. I don't think they're just going to any site. Because on Instagram, if you look at Instagram, there's always people advertising stuff. And a buddy of mine tried to buy something from one of those advertisers. It never showed up. So he had to call the credit card company, get his money back and whatever. So you have to be very careful.
Because Temu do it so easy. Temu take the order, send it to the producer, and the producer send it directly to me, include it all.
Right. But you don't know that, though. Right. If you see something on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook and you order from them, you're assuming, which is bad, it's legitimate. And then when you find out it's not legitimate, then you got to deal with your credit card company. You have to deal with this. You have to deal with, like, what the hell? And that's the issue. The issue is not so much that how they do it. It's the issue is that you, unfortunately, in today's day and age, can't figure out who's legitimate and who's not legitimate.
That was always the case in a way. You know, there are not only online crimes, there are still real life crimes like that.
But
take my works? You said Amazon, don't they take my works and sell them as their own, etc., etc.? We have an ongoing case and it's coming to a close, and I think it's going well. I mean, they've tracked them, it's going well.
Good.
Okay. But that's my point. And everybody, like artists, seem to have that issue, whether it's their OpenSea or whatever. Everybody's always like, that's my art and I'm not getting paid for it type of thing. Or, you know, so there's an issue there. And unfortunately, I think because there's bigger crimes going on, I think that's what people, you know, they're sort of like, we're worried about it, we're not worried about it type of thing. So I think that has a lot to do with like how we are as a society. And I think people just don't care. You know, they look at it, as long as it doesn't happen to me, then I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. They don't care if it happens to others. Right, if it happens to you, they care a lot.
And the minute it happens to you, you're like, oh my God, I've got it. I have to do stuff.
So, that's selfish.
Yeah.
But for people, it's just trusting whatever side and order and get scamming and order again. They're crazy.
But Evan is into something, because I also know people that they've been scammed. We all have, most of us have. But you can learn about it, you know, because there is on YouTube, there are they have the programs, you know, it's the same as us. You know, they have groups that are telling about the new scams coming up.
Correct.
You know, they are investigating because the police or the feds, they are too late, because
The best way is you protect yourself. You learn how to protect yourself. But I tell you, I am an experienced person, but still in a weak moment when everybody is here around and I have to do this. And I said, okay, it was okay. Thinking it was okay. You get scammed.
Yeah. The same with me.
And you know something? They will advance more and more. It's for sure. We're talking about hackers. when they will have in their hands more powerful tool like AI stuff like this, they will use it for sure. And they will use it faster than you because they are into it. They understand it better than we do.
Yeah,
we are just plain people, you know. So it needs to be, you have to be very careful. Never do what I did, double click an exe file that comes from whatever, if you don't know what it is about, if you are not...
Everybody knows exe file, you never open it. I learned it
but I'm thinking that AI thing will be even more complicated. I'm afraid that they can enter your computer much faster than they could if they were using the classical tools of coding with AI. If they target you, it's very hard for you to escape, you know?
I mean,
it's very hard.
You can restore your computer, so then you can start all over again, no problem. I've done it once in a month.
He's like, I do it every other day after I get hacked.
Every day, no. But I have a good one to you, all of you. This is amazing. From the Norwegian health government, do you know what they have in advertising today to protect the women? Okay, I will tell you. Don't drink when you fuck.
What? I'm sorry, one more time, please.
I'll repeat.
Yes.
Don't drink alcohol when you fuck.
Don't drink alcohol when you fuck. During the fuck. During the intercourse.
After, before.
From the Norwegian health government.
It's a scam. Come on, it's a scam from the Norwegian.
It's not a scam, Morten.
I don't understand that premise. They're telling you not to do it during, or they're saying don't do it before or after, or just saying don't drink at all. What are they? I mean,
maybe during.
I mean, it's like, maybe during. Yeah. Like, yeah, because that's like
don't drink and fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that's a new T-shirt. Don't I don't drink and fuck. Simultaneously.
I'm gonna watch Nicole. I'm gonna get T-shirts. Maybe we'll all wear them next week. So, That's crazy. It's like
I think that 90% of the young people under 30, they always drink. And then
I don't know. I think they drink less now, and they're having less sex, according to all the recent studies, because they're in their parents' basement watching.
I'm not sure if they're having less sex.
In a Scandinavian country, young people drink much more now than they do before.
Oh, sure, because in the Scandinavian countries, what do you have? Nothing. You got a polar bear, a reindeer, and like 3 days of summer.
In Poland, it's better. In Poland, it's better. They have fjords and a lot of money and oil.
Yeah.
But, well,
they have very good trust, a very big one trust.
And you got a president and a prime minister. And you got a president and prime minister that want to kill each other because one wants basically socialism and communism, and the other one wants a democracy. And they're waiting for Russia to roll in.
They're not socialists. Are they socialists? Are you socialists there in Norway?
Socialists?
What are you guys in Norway?
Yes.
Yeah. It's called, you know, it's Polish. So no, it's Social Democrat.
Yeah.
That's a party?
Yeah, that's a party over there. Yeah, Social Democrat.
That's the ruling party.
That's the ruling party. Isn't that the ruling party?
Yeah, but we have also in Greece social parties. And we also had a communist party that won the election when we had a government that, you know, they matched with another because they couldn't form a government by themselves. They matched with the guy who was far right. So there was a far right party with a communist party.
Okay.
And they for 5 years they had a. But still, was it communism or socialism? No, it was.
Adam, don't laugh of the communists.
I don't laugh. In my heart, look, my father fought the civil war in Greece. He was a communist. In my heart, I'm a communist. But
doesn't matter. Your father, a real communist, is the best order in the world if you can practice. Russia don't practice. Cuba don't practice. But real communist is a good human being.
We had a talk about this last show. Remember, Stephen? you know, yes. about all the isms, you know,
yes. Communism, capitalism.
If you read about it, you will find out that in the theory, communism is the best ism, but in real life, where in countries there are communism, it isn't communism because
right.
like Ceausescu had in Romania, for example, he had so much wealth and the people had nothing, you know, and that's not communism. Come on.
I was born in a communistic country, supposedly. Okay. It wasn't a communistic country. It was
no.
It was because the communism. They say that communism is the upper stage of capitalism. That after the end of capitalism, there is communism. But we're talking about healthy capitalism, and we are not living in a healthy capitalism because, look, the capitalism right now and the capitalism like 60 years ago is not the same.
Mm-hmm. No,
we are talking about now as a. Capitalism that eats everything for the sake of very, very few people, very, very rich.
Now, the capitalist now is investing in good people, and that's very good, and they pay them very well. So why not?
I don't. Good specialists, good personalities.
I don't want to be rude or anything, but the capitalism today is just glorified slavery. We pay you,
of course,
to work.
In China and everything, and now we don't like China. Let's impose some sanctions.
The U.S. government just imposed 100% tariff on all EVs and on chips. And I'm thinking, you know, be careful what you impose, because one, they're going to do the same to us, and two, the Chinese company like BYD and a few others, their EVs are much better than the crap we produce here. And I don't want to mention any names, Tesla, but you know, they produce much better. Much cheaper, better cars than the crap that you even Ford with their mock whatever is having problems.
But the state take a toll at all the good cars from China, and they say 20% toll.
Embargoes and everything. But Adam. I just want to ask you because I don't know if Soros are watching us, but I hope he does. He destroyed your economy very fast in Greece. Yeah.
No, come on! It's not a look.
He was shorting like in England.
He's doing his job. That's his job. Yeah. He has the opportunity to say, this country is not going to make it. But you know something? If you were living here, it was obvious Greece was never a very wealthy country.
No.
But suddenly, by the years Greece entered the European Union, it was European Economic Union first, then European Union. We got a lot of monies from the European Union. What the politician did with that? They took the money into the pocket with all the, and it happened, you know, Greece is like the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt countries in Europe, like probably along with Bulgaria, maybe Italy, you know, countries
Norway
like that.
Norway is worse than
I don't think so.
Italy.
Yeah, but
just
but
come
no,
here, just it, come here for 1 week, like, yeah. And I will show you. And you'll see that it's not the case. You have a better system for sure.
I've been in Greece for 20 times, all over the islands and in the metropolitan. And Greece is a fantastic people. But one time...
Yeah, but it's different from the system, you know?
Yeah, I know.
People are different.
For you three, gentlemen, a real question for you three. And Stephen can start answering.
Sure.
Single people live longer. Why?
No, they don't.
No, I don't think so.
Married people live longer.
I have some serious data on it. I have a fear.
Yeah, exactly. So I just read. I read Jason
Gold. Yeah, there's a whole thing about people that are married that live longer, or people that have dogs or cats or gold pets that live longer than people that are single. So yeah, so people that are single seem to die quicker. They may be happier, but the people that are married,
I don't even think that they're happier.
No, they're probably
look. Companionship. We are species. Now we're entering totally different domain. Our domains, the things that we speak on our show. We are species that is very much based on community, on companionship. That's why we've gone so far. That's why we're dominating the planets, because we cooperate. What we have done is because of our cooperations.
Right.
Because we don't do wars all the time. Sometimes we cooperate. In fact, we cooperate more of the times. We cooperate even during wars. We have a war in Ukraine, but still, I was reading that Europe is buying more gas from Russia.
Right.
The business is business. It's still business in a
power. Your turn to answer.
Yeah. I just want to calm down a bit because people will get a headache from all this.
We want them to get headache.
Yeah. So now we have 1 minute silence. No, I'm kidding. I just want to tell you and emphasize that I've been myself, me and Eivind, we've been a lot in Eastern Europe, in Bulgaria, Romania, Czech, Slovenia.
Going back.
But there you see open, with grey envelopes with money and on a cafe. I've been there myself, but in countries like Norway, it's not open. You can't see it. But a rich country as Norway is the system. It's the politicians and it's really big money.
Politicians are making big money everywhere.
Yeah, but in Norway they are in heaven.
In Greece they're in heaven also, because they also have a better weather, houses by the beach. Yeah. All that. Our prime minister, I think, from what I know, I know about some people in the parliament, especially from the government party. They own like 80 houses. 80! Can you imagine the number? 80 houses.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck from did you get that 80? Okay, they were always wealthy. I mean, but in ancient Greece, there was a rule. When you enter politics, you have to write down everything you have.
Yeah.
So that they see when you exit politics, if what's the change? And how did you get the money? What if the big change? Where did you get it from?
I remember. No longer.
Now we don't have it. Now we don't have it. And there were other practices. Like there was a guy, for example, because there were the city states. Like Athens was a country, small country, city states, and they were voting very often about a guy, for example, Stephen. Oh, Stephen has committed this crime and is doing this and this. Let's vote. If we want to have him in Athens or not. So they had the pieces of ceramics and they were writing down yes to leave or no to stay. And if the majority would say yes to leave, Stephen would have to leave Athens and never come back.
Oh.
Never come back. There was never any option for
it, it, Stephen it to was, come back. It was just the same in Norway around year 1000 under the Vikings. But then they had something we don't have today. They had this. they have food and they have
lava.
They ate. Yeah. No, but what I'm trying to say, I will try to find another word. They don't have the commitment that.
Yes.
They were it was unwritten laws, because if things were bad, you knew it, and the old when reading the old Edda, you know, the story about the Vikings and the gods and everything, it's very interesting, because if a man or a woman did something they knew were wrong, and even if they were not caught, they went to the mountain, it says, and they jumped out of a cliff.
They have
that means that they had consciousness about the crimes and everything. But we're talking about totally different communities. You know, we are talking about times where people were living mostly to 50 and and not big numbers of people. So it was easier to, you know, control the people, etc. You knew everybody in the village or somewhere. Like, like, look, I am living in a village right now. I used to live in Athens, like 4 millions. And now I'm living in a place where there are 150, 200, the most, 200 people. Come. And I know the people, at least with the names, you know, the faces, I know them. And we talk, and the news spread very easily about somebody, if somebody happens.
You know your neighbor,
You know many neighbors because, I know the neighbors, of course. But it's after the earthquake, a lot of half of the population left.
Back. I know all the neighbor and talk with all the neighbors.
That's because you run around the neighborhood with no pants on, so they all know you. So that had a lot to do with it. if you put pants on, they won't know you.
ADHD grandpa without pants. Running around the Viking village. with an axe, and two horns, but no pants. Three horns to hear.
But gentlemen, let's look at
you're famous in your.
Come on! The science, okay? These days, American science make DNA from a mammoth from 10,000 years ago together with an African elephant.
And they mixed it.
Come on. I can prove it. And they will get a big, big animal. And the question is really, should we fake with this or should we not do it?
Well, there's triple things here. First of all, let's go back to why people are the way they are. The people the way they are is because you don't know your neighbor and there's no sense of community. So because of the internet, there's no sense of community because people don't see each other. They don't go out and do things. That kind of puts that thing to bed. The thing about what they're doing with DNA and the mammoth and an elephant and whatnot, humans have always wanted to play God, right? They're trying to live longer. They're trying to do this. They're trying to do that. So what's happening here is that the humans are saying, let's play God. Let's bring back a T-Rex or a mammoth or this or that. And they will. And you will have a Jurassic Park, possibly, maybe not that extreme. But when one finally gets out, like they're, you know, when something gets out that shouldn't get out, and I'm sure there's stuff out there, then they're going to be like, oh, we screwed up.
No, so, they're just going to kill it or just put something. It's not that because humans are feeling that they are gods. There is, look, by my philosophy, you are a god. You have the god inside you. And by all religions,
because, you know, all my dates,
they say that, look, even if you're not religious and everything, you are nature. You are nature. You have the nature inside you. You're part of nature. Then you are divine. You have divine DNA.
Right.
Look, there are parts of you and parts of me and everybody who were created by exploding stars like millions and billions of years.
Yeah, it's Adam by that.
Adam.
It's true. Adam. The heavy elements that you have in your body, the metals that you have in your body, can be produced only by fusion in the stars. So a star needs to explode to fire out the heavy elements so that it can enter to your body.
What? Okay, Adam, do you accept a kidney from a pig? To your
if
body?
It's functional, of course. The question is, am I going to die or take a pig Well, it's not that it's a big kidney. It's a farmed to have a compatible human.
If he takes a pig kidney, does that mean we can chop him up and make bacon? And like, I need bacon, I need pork, I mean, and all of a sudden, it's a whole different thing.
I need
Now is the time to go to Greece and visit Adam.
Now that it's summer, look, on Friday, we're going to have here on the village, which is colder, 35 degrees.
That's so everybody's clear what 35 is outside of your everybody.
The beach will be 40.
35 degrees is 100 degrees, just so you know, Fahrenheit. We're going to have 35 Celsius here in Texas on Friday, which is a 100 Fahrenheit. So, yeah, so everybody's getting hotter. We just spoke to someone earlier, and they are having, in China yesterday, they're having 35 Celsius, which is, once again, 100 Fahrenheit. So, yeah, so the planet's warming up. And we at the Illuminati want to thank you, humans. Just keep it going, and we can get rid of all of you by 27. So we're very excited about that. So
yeah. there are many, many stupid voices. You know, the planet was always warming up, etc., etc.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Never so quick. No, it's true. No. Never so quick. We don't have the time to adapt.
That's true.
The problem, and this is a problem that I also say. Our problem, our bigger problem in general for the humans and everything, is time.
Come on.
It's time.
No,
we don't have time to adapt. We don't have time to adapt to AI. There are a lot of challenges that are arising. And there are other political issues, geopolitical issues. We don't have the time to swallow up, to digest what's going on. And this is making us as crazy.
This is actually what
causes...
Before the industry revolution, Norway sought to... North Germany was ice, 50 meters ice right down. And it was not human being who was create the melting. And now they're talking about 5 centimeter raising of the seawater.
Okay.
What the fuck? Hello?
Yeah, but it was never so fast. It was never so fast. That's what I tell you. We have a problem with time in general.
The polar caps are literally melting away, and NASA has the photographs from like 1960 to now.
Yeah, we have photographs in our lifespan. Yeah, it's happening in our – it's just – we are nothing. Our lifespan, 80 years, 90, 100, 120 even, it's nothing compared to –
But here's the good thing, though. We have this. So 1,000 years from now, ADHD, grandpa over there, people are going to be listening to him and go, I didn't know there was a Norwegian guy running around with no pants. So it's going to be very exciting, I think. So I'm looking forward to that.
But remember,
the guys were going crazy.
Without bees, human are finished.
Yes, of course.
Without bees, sure, everybody knows that. Right.
Yeah, but...
happy thought... Go ahead, Morgan.
but there will be a lot of Finnish people then, you know. Always the poor Finnish people.
Yeah.
Always them, you know, they are Finnish.
Yeah.
Right. You mean the Finnish from Finland?
What? Yeah, of course.
They are poor?
No, everything, you know, okay, if you don't do that, you're Finnish. So it's always
they are Finnish anyway, whatever they do.
But they are the country in the world
that are the happiest
people.
The Economist came out with the article, and so did everybody else about
two or three weeks ago.
I don't believe those things. I don't believe those polls that the Denmark people are the most happy or Finnish.
The Finnish people are because they sauna. They said they're all happy because they sauna naked together.
Greece, you go out and you have a sauna out just walking.
Same here. But remember this. In Finland, there's only 17, maybe 25 people. So how hard is it to be happy?
5 million.
You know what I'm saying? So there you go. So, yeah.
It's a big country with 5 million.
Yeah, 5 million?
Yeah, 6 million.
In New York City, that was my apartment building. I have 5 million.
It's like Athens. It's a little bigger than Athens. You know, and it's a big country, you know. It's like three times Greece.
You're talking about people. How many are against after something. And I can tell you, 60% of Norwegian people don't look at the news because of Gaza. And unfortunately, I have to say, UN say 350,000 people that have found, identified, but I'm afraid when Israel go in now with the US support, I'm afraid we don't have more Gaza.
Okay, well, on that note, please don't kill the bees. Sorry. Gossip is so US news. And next week, we will do a live show. Because
with our pants off.
Well, with our pants
yeah,
off.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Off, sure. And
how do you know if I have pants? You don't know.
We're not going to ask you to stand up real good. Gentlemen, as always, it is wonderful.
Don't show him.
Don't forget. Don't forget you can subscribe and like to the show or to the channel. You can also catch the live show every Wednesday around 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. You can figure that out globally for yourselves, Eastern time for you people that don't know what that means, New York City. And it rebroadcasts every Friday. This show, unfortunately, wasn't live. It will be shown for the first time this coming Friday. And Morten must say a final thing.
Yeah, I have one finished word, and always a finished word, of course. This in this program, you will never see an S.
Is this a challenge? Is this a challenge?
It could be.
I have a problem to show my ass. I show my ass in the media, social media. I have a good ass. The girls like it.
If it's even
okay. Oh, we have to round around. It's over an hour. You know, the time goes very fast when we are.
I told you, we have one big problem, the humanity and everything living, time.
Time.
No,
it's the only problem we have, actually.
And guys, as David would say, and for my next trick,